Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills football Monday on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Kamara looking for his fourth touchdown of the game. Stays on his feet. Alvin Kamara's got four. What a drive by the Saints. 7-yard line. Mayfield going to run again. Baker up the middle. Inside the five. Mayfield lunging. Touchdown. Carlson kick on the way. And it is good. With 27 seconds left. Las Vegas goes up by three.
Here's obviously Murray was hurt for the first half last season. Back to Donald. Launches. End zone. Harrison. Caught! First NFL touchdown for Marvin Harrison Jr. An impressive grab. We'll see if it stands.
Rutgers kick for the win. He buries it.
Hey, everybody. The 3 minutes before the show is just Joe and I riffing snark about different games.
Yeah. You mentioned the Brady. You didn't hear any Brady because he was on the Saints?
No. Here's Brady in a Saints game. I didn't see that one.
Nope, me neither.
I did have the quad box going. I had red zone going quite a bit.
Wait, you had the quad box and red zone going?
No. Okay. Quad box for a while. And then once we got to the witching hour, because you can't... All right, someone explain this to me like I'm an idiot. I'm an old guy. I have red zone, but I think it's only on my phone, not on my television.
Okay.
Because I get Sunday ticket without red zone.
Yeah.
Because I know I get red zone by being a Bills season ticket holder.
Right. So, on like the NFL app?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I had Sunday ticket on with a quad box.
Yeah.
And then when it got to the witching hour, like 3:30... I went for red zone on my phone and cast it to the television.
Yes.
So that was how I did it.
That's how I do it every week. That's how I watch red zone every week.
You can have it on your phone, but not on your TV, but you're allowed to put it from your phone to your TV.
Yeah. Seems like they didn't think that one through.
Or...
Which is fine. I'm taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
But, it's you just hit the little TV icon in the top right corner. It's like, oh, I do have it on my TV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe you should give it to me on my TV so I don't have to go through all these, jump through these hoops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, happy Monday. What'd you take away from week two? There's your question. A stress-free Sunday without the Bills. It is a Buffalo Bills football Monday. We'll still treat it like a football Monday. Brought to you by Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com. Plenty to talk about. We'll check in with Chris Brown, play-by-play man of the Buffalo Bills, because we didn't do that on Friday. So he's going to jump in today at 8:30. And we'll go around the league. We'll check in on everything. We'll do the stuff we normally do for the Bills. Check in on the injury report. Happy Buffalo Bills football Monday. Can it be a victory Monday? I mean, why not, right? Victory Friday, victory Saturday, victory Sunday, victory Monday.
Yeah, that works.
And they play a week from tonight against Jacksonville.
1 week, 7 days from tonight. What's the line in that game? I haven't even looked yet.
Four and a half? Last I saw was 4.5.
Okay.
I think it opened at 4.5.
I wonder if that's going to go a little bit higher. The Jags, I didn't watch a ton of their game yesterday because, like I said, I had two things going. So my setup was I had Jets and Titans on the big screen, and then on the littler screen I had red zone. And never did I see Browns and Jaguars on red zone. Like at the end, maybe. The Jaguars with no timeouts and like 50 seconds left.
It's funny you say that. They each made a bunch of trips to the red zone.
Did they?
They did.
Okay. They just ended up kicking field goals,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the Jaguars went to the red zone, I think, four times.
Okay.
And came away with 13 points total.
Okay. And the Browns went on a 16-play touchdown drive to open the game and then didn't score a touchdown again.
Yep.
The rest of the way.
One thing you got from yesterday's games, wasn't it the opposite of week one? Week one is nobody can pass the ball and scoring is down. And yesterday, scoring, at least from a fantasy football standpoint, it was a bonanza.
Yeah.
Everybody threw the ball. I saw deep shots everywhere. You know, it's not taking a shot at the Bills because right now they're in an offense that doesn't really hit down the field that much, and we hear a lot about cover two shells. I saw shots down the field everywhere yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some, I mean, Will Levis was throwing into double coverage right down the field.
Justin Jefferson double coverage touchdown down the field.
I mean, Kyler Murray threw like five of them.
Yes.
Right?
Marvin Harrison Jr. turns out he can run fast enough to play in the league.
I wonder how that'll check out because, you know, the scores end up being like not bad, right? The Bills would have had the third highest point total of the week if they had played yesterday. Well, I guess just they have the third highest point total of week two right now. And they scored 31.
Yeah.
That's fine, right?
Yeah.
There were some 20-16 games. Tampa and Detroit was supposed to be a lot of offense, and that wasn't. So, you know, I thought there was a little of both. You actually had some 300-yard passers yesterday, which did not happen in week one. Geno Smith got there. Brock Purdy got there.
You had a couple games where teams were able to call off the dogs in the second half. Little bit of that. I mean, that's the Saints.
Yeah.
That's the Chargers. Bryce Young's toast.
That team is unlike any other team in the league right now.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a power ranking today that anybody's putting together, like, don't even put the Panthers on it.
Yeah.
Like, they shouldn't even qualify, I feel like, for a power ranking.
They're going to pick a quarterback first overall.
Did you see? Yeah, they're going to give up on him, aren't they?
Yeah, I have to. Yeah.
I mean, how do you not? I got to find the stat real quick, but Bryce Young yesterday was like 1 for 8 on passes that went past the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Like, he played a football game yesterday and completed one pass that went past the line of scrimmage. So, yeah. My biggest takeaway would be that I don't think the Jets are very good.
No, I don't either.
I think the Titans kind of gave them that football game because Will Levis does awesome and amazing, crazy, dumb things that are amazing to watch. The roller coaster that is watching Will Levis play football is incredible. But in a football context, like, the Jets don't look amazing. They look fine. They look like an okay football team to me.
If I were to ask you to list the good AFC East teams, how many teams would you name? Ready, everybody? Let's list the good AFC teams. The Bills.
Yep. The Chiefs.
The Chiefs. Oh, however, the Chiefs having no Hollywood Brown for the season.
Okay, yep.
And Travis Kelce is non-existent in their offense. And
yeah,
Isaiah Pacheco is now hurt.
Yeah.
Like, the Chiefs,
Mahomes only had, I think, 150 yards yesterday.
He had a bunch of two picks and a fumble.
Yep. Two picks and a fumble, 151 yards passing.
Yeah, like, okay, yeah. That offense that was supposed to be fixed doesn't look fixed. Who else is good? I think Houston is good. I do think that. Their defense, they wreaked havoc yesterday. If you watched last night, the Houston Texans defense was all over Caleb Williams. Some of that's holding the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that's Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter are your two edges. So, okay, Bills, Texans, Chiefs. That it? Are the Steelers good? The Steelers are
no.
Steelers are 2-0.
No.
Are the
Filippone even was tweeting that game set football back 100 years.
Are the Patriots good?
No.
Okay.
They did. They are 1-0-1. I guess in a way.
Are the Dolphins good? If they were healthy, if Tua's in there, who's good? 2 years ago, we would have been all sitting here saying like, "Wow, this AFC is so stacked." That's when the Chargers were going to be good, and Russell Wilson went to the Broncos, and now I got Bills, Chiefs, Texans. Am I done?
Are the Chargers good? They are. Is it just them, the Bills, and the Chiefs that are 2-0 in the AFC?
And the Steelers.
And the Steelers.
Don't forget the Steelers.
The Chiefs almost were not a part of that list. I ended up rooting for the Bengals because both of those teams annoy me, but, you know, hey, send them to 1-1. Let's put the Bills a little higher. Let's see if someone wants to get hot takey and put the Bills above the Chiefs in the power rankings in week two. So, yeah, hand the Chiefs a loss. Because I did have the thought about that game, too. Like, all right, the Chargers are respectable, and I can get a loss here on the Chiefs' resume to the Bengals, and the Bengals already have a loss. Well, like, all right, let me see if I can knock the Chiefs down a peg in the regular season standings. They got the win. But are the Chargers good? They haven't played anybody. They played Denver and Carolina.
Yeah, it's not too great.
Like, I have no idea. Herbert has thrown for, like, I think 280 yards in two games. But they're 2-0. So, I don't know. Maybe the Chargers are good. I don't think I have a good test of that. I don't think Browns are good. I don't think the Jags are good.
Nope.
I don't think the Titans are good. I thought the Colts might be good.
No.
Woof.
Nope.
That was a disaster. So, okay, is it three teams?
It might be three teams right now.
Aren't the Ravens still good? I know they're 0-2, and the loss of the Raiders. I know they can't really block, but aren't the Ravens good?
I feel like blocking is important.
It is. They took a bad sack. Max Crosby got right through on a pivotal drive yesterday.
Here are the Ravens' next few games. Cowboys.
Okay.
On the road at Dallas. Bills. Bengals. Commanders. Bucks. Browns. Careful, Baltimore.
Yeah, they better be careful.
Be
there.
Careful.
Yeah.
Anyway, 803-0550. I'm glad to hear you are rooting for the Bengals and not the Chiefs, because as we established at training camp, all Bills fans, so many Bills fans, just want the Chiefs to win if the Bills can't. And man, we need to start really pumping up the hatred for them. They are so obnoxious. They are the worst. The Chiefs are the worst, and not enough people say it. I know some people say it. Not enough people say how terrible the Chiefs are. The Chiefs are a disaster. They're horrible. Everything about them is awful. They hit a game-winning kick in week two, and the celebration is like they won the AFC Championship. Guys, you won back-to-back Super Bowls in 3 out of 4, and Harrison Butker hits a kick, and it's bedlam at Arrowhead. The NFL script writers, what do they this time? Stop me if you've heard this before, Joe. Trailing late in the game, Patrick Mahomes brings them back to win for a game-winning kick at Arrowhead when all seemed lost, and then a flag was thrown to pull them out of the fire and beat, Cincinnati by 2 points. What? Obnoxious.
Yep.
Every game is the same. Every year is the same in the NFL right now. It's only week two. I look forward to the Chiefs doing exactly what they did at Arrowhead. Again at Arrowhead in 4 months, and people telling me dynasties are good.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs are obnoxious.
Hey, lucky for you, they're only home in one of the next 5 weeks.
Wow, holy cow. I bet those games aren't televised. You're not allowed to watch games unless you see them at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah. They're on Nickelodeon. Did you see I got aggregated a little bit for the stat I threw out about this on the Chiefs?
I did see that. I saw that you've got over like 2 million views for pointing out that Mahomes has... How many interceptions called back on flag?
And then it got aggregated by one of these, the JPA football accounts or whatever.
Someone that's making money off of your tweets.
Yeah, Mahomes has the most interceptions in the league since 2018 that were called back on defensive penalties.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is.
Who's second?
Second is, in that amount of time, I could tell you in 2 seconds. I don't think Allen's that far down the list. Allen maybe had like 12, and Mahomes has 17. So...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, it's definitely true. It's in the play-by-play data. There's like a site where you can look it up. There's a Reddit post that has a link to it. So here you go. Mahomes does have the most. Yep. Stafford has the second most, then Burrow, then Josh Allen.
Okay.
And it actually even has it broken down by penalty.
There's a little bit of the guys that throw the ball there. Like, it's not...
Yeah.
It's not Russell Wilson. It's not Justin Fields.
Right.
It's the guys that throw the ball a ton.
Yep. No, that's right.
Volume passers, to a degree.
Yep.
But still.
But he does point for the flag, and it comes out. Travis Kelce had one of these yesterday. Did you see the replay of Kelce doing the holding number 33 on the... There's the flag.
Yep.
That was a pivotal play too, wasn't it? Wasn't that on... That was maybe the called back interception, if I remember correctly. I don't remember. It's okay, because by the way, ball don't lie, and Mahomes threw a pick like two plays later.
Yep.
Which was a gorgeous interception. Yeah, no, they're once you get into the game, it's like... Training camp, sure. Like, oh, I'd rather the Chiefs win. Like, the Bengals annoy me. I don't need them winning. The Chiefs have already won. Who cares? And then once the game starts and the game is going, it's the fourth quarter.
It's impossible.
And there's Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes going in the suite. And there's Kelce and his mustache, you know, pointing at the ref. Just, rooting against them is so easy once the game is actually going.
Well, the NFL scriptwriters for the Taylor Swift angle, they're going to need Travis Kelce to play football and not have... Fewer catches on the season than... I haven't checked this. I should check this. Does he have fewer catches than Dawson Knox right now? Like, Travis Kelce is non-existent.
He had one catch yesterday, right?
Yeah. And the week before, he had...
Two or three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce, a non-existent part of their offense.
Well, I mean, what does it mean for them? Does it mean anything for them if he is not... Like, if this is it? Like, he's hit the wall?
No, probably not. Well, long-term, yes, but they could also be load-managing, I guess. There's a lot of chatter about that they want him healthy in December and January and February.
So his stat line is not going to be crazy, but by the playoffs, he's going to be fine?
Maybe. Your fantasy football team's not going to be fine if you've got Kelce. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I took a lot of him this year.
I mean, I wonder if they're at home and they needed a defensive touchdown to win. Actually, wait, they needed two things. To win by 1 point against the Bengals, they needed a defensive touchdown, and they also needed the Bengals kicker to miss an extra point that I'm still not really sure missed.
And why they didn't kick it. Didn't make sense to kick it.
Yeah.
A 2-point conversion there sends you from up 5 to up 7.
Right.
Instead, they went up 6 and missed it, so they were only up 5.
Wait a minute. That's right. They did do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That should have been a 2-point conversion the whole way.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe in some way they deserve to miss it. But again, watch the replay in that. Like, I thought the uprights go to the heavens. Like, it was real close. They looked a little too confident that missed. So they got breaks. They got the fourth and 16. What's their win probability on that right before that play? Is it 8%?
If you plug it in for the Chiefs, you have to include the Arrowhead flag that's coming. So it's like still 95.
Yeah.
Fourth and 16, it's still a win percentage of 95% for them.
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs. 803-0550. What did you take away? You know, what did you take away from this week? The conference, the division, if you want, if you watched the Jets and the Titans, if you watched, you know, the Bengals and the Chiefs, if you watched the Niners and the Vikings, whatever it was. Your takeaways, a little bit of Diggs. I saw Diggs had 5 catches last night. Not a lot of offense in that game. Houston's offense.
Four for 37.
Yeah. He had 5 targets, maybe.
Yep.
By the way, he's second on the Texans in targets last night.
Yeah, Tank Dell didn't do
one target
anything
for Tank Dell.
For negative yardage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That offense right now doesn't look like it's at its peak. And, you know, ebbs and flows.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say if you're a Bills fan right now, you're probably feeling pretty good. Like, listen, the reports of a transition year have been greatly exaggerated, and things are doing just fine. It might even make you feel really good how good Arizona looked. I mean, here's Marvin Harrison, 1 catch for 4 yards against the Bills, and he goes off for 130 in the first half against the Rams.
Yep. Like, for his first 2 plays.
Yep.
Were touchdowns, like one, and he was beating, who was he? Was he beating Tre'Davious White on
the second place? One, Tre'Davious White, I didn't see who he beat on the first one. It might have been Tre White.
Okay.
But that's an incredible catch.
Right.
And on the second one, he comes all the way across, and there's zone coverage, and the Rams just lose him.
Yeah, remember we were talking about how slow he was running in week one, and there was right there the numbers, like, 22 miles or 21 miles per hour clocked for Marvin Harrison Jr., so.
Turns out he's fine.
It turns out he's fine, which, right, like, I had that thought. The Bills have the secret sauce to shutting down other teams' number one wide receivers.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for multiple years. It should have been that surprised that, they held Marvin Harrison Jr. to nothing in his first game, and then he immediately went off in game number 2. His stat line would have been higher if the Rams didn't get injured and couldn't keep up, because their offense is completely toast. Now everybody's hurt there.
Yeah.
So that was a takeaway. Man, the Jets takeaway, though, is still, like, that's the one for me. Because the Patriots were competitive again. But am I right to just to dismiss them. Like that team can't be good. Brissett and the offense in general, like there's no way that that's holding up over the course of an entire season. Like to me, and Tua's injury probably being long term, like the only team in this division I feel like I am even caring about right now is the Jets. And they looked like a pedestrian football team that could have lost to a bad Titans team yesterday if things had bounced a different way.
It might be somewhat hot take, but I'll go for it. Why not? I'll try and hot take it, 6:20 on Monday. I think the Jets play offense like they have a game manager at quarterback.
I think that's how they look.
Watch them. That's their run-pass split. I mean, he threw a couple of nice plays. He had a nice touchdown pass to Breece Hall. But the days of getting Aaron Rodgers at his very, very best, he had 176 and two touchdowns.
Yeah. And do you see the kinds of passes he does throw? They are kind of
game managed.
Like, it is bam, snap, quick. Bam, snap, screen. Snap, quick. Run. Like, yeah, they do. They don't want him really holding the ball that much.
Yep.
Their offense, it almost kind of looks... I don't think the play designs are quite like this. I don't know if Nathaniel Hackett is capable of designing plays like this. But other than the creativity and, like, the routes and whatnot, like, the way how the offense is designed to first read, ball out kind of offense, like, the offense almost feels like the way the Dolphins play with Tua, which is, let's just make sure this ball is out within 2.5 seconds. That's how the Jets seem like they're playing offense. And I don't know how sustainable that is when they go up against legitimately great defenses. So... yeah, if they have a game manager, Rodgers, a quarterback, like I think their offense should be better than last year, but they're not some Super Bowl contender.
They don't look like a juggernaut at all.
No.
Their defense does not look like the reputation it has built. Their offense, Garrett Wilson looks really good. Breece Hall looks really good. Braylon Allen had a couple of nice plays.
Yep.
So they've got some players, but...
Williams had a really nice catch yesterday, but like it's not a lot.
All of this is for everybody that throughout the season said, as long as you have Josh Allen, you have a chance. We're seeing why, right? As long as you have Josh Allen, you have a chance, because a lot of these teams that have quarterbacks that need them to be at their very, very best, and their best isn't as good as Josh Allen's best. That's why you all always have a chance. If you get Josh Allen at his best, there are very few teams that can compete with you, even if you might be missing things at other spots. Like on the Bills right now, you know, we're 2 weeks into the season. They're 2-0. And I was telling friends this about the Monday night game. Like, oh, what's going to go on Monday night football? My buddies are asking me, am I going to go? I don't know. I'll figure it out. You know, family, kids, blah, blah, blah. But I do have the feel that on Monday night, the juice will be back a little bit. Not that it was gone, because it was rowdy in the opener. But these 2 weeks, and especially the way that they beat Miami, whether it's the defense and the way that it's come together with a no-name squad, to a point. Like, you know, you're plugging and playing, guys. You're missing three of your better defenders, and you're still getting the job done. Like, you got to feel good about it. And maybe it's the year that McDermott gets a little bit more credit, and with that, you start to feel like, well, as long as I have Josh Allen and a Sean McDermott defense, I'm going to have a good team. Because right now, that's what the Bills look like. Like a Josh Allen offense and a Sean McDermott defense is always going to be a good team. And the question is, can they get to the top of the mountain? There's going to be a year where, I don't know, maybe they do. Is it this year? Well, we'll find out. That's why we're going to watch the games. 803-0550 to all you out there in fantasy football land. Hopefully you didn't play against Alvin Kamara.
Yep. I did not play against Alvin Kamara. Hopefully you didn't play against Malik Nabers yesterday. Yeah. 18 targets.
Yeah.
Also, that game will be, we should toss that game around at some point. Dable, and there's a clip around where Dable is getting just berated with questions about a question I've never heard asked of a coach before, which is just, why didn't you dress a backup kicker? Which, like, would anybody ever expect that any coach in the league would ever do that? The reason that's being asked is the Giants basically lost their game yesterday. They set history. Here's a stat of the day for you. The Giants are the first team to ever score 3+ touchdowns. Their opponents score 0 touchdowns and lose the football game.
Yeah.
Washington did not score a touchdown. The Giants scored 3 and they lost. That's incredible.
It is incredible. I've got a million stats of the day for you. One of them was on that Washington game because the Commanders' drives...
yeah.
You mentioned they didn't score a touchdown. They also didn't punt, and they didn't turn it over. The Commanders...
that's insane.
The Commanders went field goal, field goal, field goal, end of half, field goal, field goal, field goal. That's their drives.
Wait. Not even like a turnover on downs?
No.
Every drive was a field goal?
Yes.
Isn't that kind of... It's like the Bills' perfect game, isn't it?
A little bit.
We need a name for it, though. It's not the perfect game.
It's three field goals, kneel to end the half, four field goals, ball game. That's the Commanders yesterday.
That's incredible.
That's not quite scoregami, but it feels like it should be.
That should be. That is incredible. A field goal on every drive.
Yes. Special teams player of the week is the Commanders kicker. Seven field goals, no misses.
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah. I got a lot of stats of the day for you. We'll chew through some stats of the day. We'll chop it up about all this stuff. Rashee Rice had a big long touchdown. Marvin Harrison, Justin Jefferson. Big injuries around the league as well. Happy Monday. We're on to Jacksonville. Gabe Davis revenge game. The Jags, they're 0-2. And they've got a pair of losses to the Dolphins and now the Browns. And that's a game where red zone issues were the problem. Trevor Lawrence says, we suck about their offense. We'll find out if they still do on Monday night. Jeremy and Joe, it's Buffalo Bills football Monday. You can give us a call. What did you take away from week two? Thoughts on the Bills' win over the Dolphins after having a couple days to sleep on it? You can give that to us as well. 803-0550 on WGR.